Our text this morning is from the first reading, the book of Acts. There we heard St. Paul's farewell sermon. He was preaching to the pastors of the church in Ephesus, ordained and installed as under-shepherds of Christ, and he said, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I didn't shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among those who are sanctified." This is our text. Today is considered or called Good Shepherd Sunday. You've heard it already in the intro it, in the hymn we just sang. You'll hear more in the psalm and the hymns that follow. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. The church is his flock, the holy believers and the sheep who hear his voice. And pastors are under shepherds. It's the duty of pastors to care for Christ's flock. It's my duty, my divine calling, to care for you under Jesus, what I would call the Westminster flock. It's my duty to serve on his behalf, my duty to speak for him, to preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, to teach boldly the whole counsel of God, to do the work of the holy ministry by means of God's word, baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper. Now, the church didn't invent the holy ministry. The ministry started with Jesus, ties in with the readings that we've heard recently the last couple of Sundays. Crucified and risen from the dead, Jesus showed himself alive to the apostles, and he breathed on them, and he sent them to do his work. He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Or another occasion, when he showed himself alive beside the Sea of Galilee to St. Peter, telling Peter, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep." Pastors are under shepherds of the Good Shepherd. And pastors today are meant to follow in the steps of the apostles and of St. Paul and of all the pastors who came before them. Now, in our first reading from Acts chapter 20, we overheard one of St. Paul's sermons. And it seems to be that this was a sermon that he preached for the ordination and installation of pastors for the church in Ephesus. It took place while he was on one of his missionary journeys, traveling by ship from Greece on his way back to Jerusalem when they stopped at the port of Miletus in Asia Minor. From there, Paul sent to Ephesus and he called the elders of the church, a New Testament title for pastors, and he called them to come to him. And what we hear in this sermon from St. Paul is a fervent, a moving, a heartfelt message about his own past, his own present, and his future with them. And in this sermon, he proclaims the most wonderful message. He proclaims that you, dear flock, are precious to the Lord. Now, just how precious are you? You are so precious that the Lord called St. Paul to faith, and he gave St. Paul to the church as a pastor and an example of the Christian life. You may recall that St. Paul was dead in his trespasses and sins when the risen Lord Jesus appeared to him and took him. He was known then as Saul, and he was persecuting Christians, arresting them and hauling them off to prison when Jesus appeared to him on the road, and he called Paul to faith, and he baptized him into a new life of faith and love. And about Paul, Jesus said this. He said, "He is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, chosen to suffer for the sake of my name." On that road to Damascus, Jesus covered St. Paul with forgiveness, which is a wonderful gift and blessing for us, because we see there that if St. Paul's sins are covered, he who persecuted the church, he who stood by when the first Christian was stoned to death as a martyr, then Jesus also died to cover our sins. And in addition to that, Jesus gave St. Paul to be a pastor of the church and an under-shepherd of the flock, by whose ministry we also are blessed. Now, St. Paul reminds those pastors from Ephesus of how he lived among them in the past. For your sake, he says, I was serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials, not shrinking from declaring to you anything that was beneficial, testifying both to Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And you may ask, what does that have to do with us? We haven't personally known or heard St. Paul. We live in a different time and a different place. And yet what we see here is that St. Paul's service was also for our sake. Throughout the book of Acts, we have a description of some of his life, a description that lays out for us an example of what it means to bear witness to Christ, even amid suffering and persecution. And then in the New Testament, we have his writings. The Holy Spirit inspired St. Paul to write 13 letters to the church, from Romans through Philemon. And these letters are written for our learning and for our spiritual benefit, God's gifts to us through St. Paul. And so it's almost as if St. Paul were to say, I was a shepherd on your behalf, offering my life, my time, my energy, even suffering for you sheep, that through me, Jesus might make known his gospel to you, that he might make known to you how he suffered and died and rose for poor, pitiful sinners like us. And so I gave myself in sacrificial service, not only for the Christians of Asia Minor and Greece long ago, but for those like you in Westminster who have come after. And so through St. Paul, the gospel continues to come to us, because we are precious to Jesus. And just how precious are you? You are so precious that the Lord's plan for St. Paul would lead him to Jerusalem, where he would be arrested for the sake of the gospel. Looking at his life in the present moment, St. Paul says, "Now behold, I'm going to Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit testifies to me that imprisonment and afflictions await me, but I don't account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Your salvation, St. Paul says, is of greater value than my own life, and I gladly offer myself to Jesus so that you may know him and so that you may know what he's done for you. I testify to the gospel of the grace of God, to the undeserved forgiveness I myself received from Jesus on the road to Damascus, and that he gives also to you." And St. Paul could go to his arrest, his suffering, eventually his death in Rome, because St. Paul, too, was a sheep of the flock, and he knew the good shepherd Jesus, who laid down his life for him and who gave him an eternal life that no one could take away. So St. Paul shows how precious you are to Jesus. And in this way, St. Paul shows how precious you are also to me, your pastor and under-shepherd, and how precious you are to one another as well as members of the flock. As I consider my own calling to our Savior and my vocations as husband to my wife and father to my family, I hear in St. Paul's words a message for me that I'm not to account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may give myself and finish my course and the ministry that I, like St. Paul, received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God to you. And I ask you today that where I fail in these callings, because I do, that you would forgive me in Jesus' name, because I know just how precious you are to him. And just how precious are you to Jesus? You are so precious that you were purchased by God's own blood, and that you are guarded by the word of his grace. This is what St. Paul says. He says, I didn't shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are being sanctified. You, dear flock, are the church of God, and you were obtained with God's own blood. For the blood of Jesus is the blood of God. The blood that was poured out for you on Good Friday is the blood of God, and he shed his blood to purchase and win you from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil for all eternity. An infinite price to show that you are infinitely precious to him, that you are worth more to him than his own life. And you may ask, why would Jesus do this for me, poor, pitiful sinner that I am? And the scriptures tell us that Jesus did this precisely to save sinners and because he loved them and counted them as precious. And if you want even more proof of it, you have it right here in this Holy Supper. This cup that is poured out for you, Jesus says, is the new covenant in my blood. May I, as pastor, may all of you as brothers and sisters in Christ see each other as the sheep for whom God shed his blood. May we see just how precious we are and just how precious everyone else gathered here is as well. And along with God shedding his blood for you, he has also given you the whole counsel of God. Everything that is written in the Holy Scriptures is written for your benefit. Every word from Genesis to Revelation is breathed out by God for you. And yes, there are fierce wolves even within the Christian church. There are fierce wolves who by false teaching would destroy the flock and draw them away from following after Jesus. But in Holy Scripture and in the gospel of our Lord, we have green pastures and we have still waters. And through the scriptures, our souls are restored and we are led on the paths of righteousness. The pure doctrine that flows from scripture is vital to the life of the church and it is vital to the health of the flock. And so I encourage you and urge you today, learn God's word and the doctrine of the church. Know it and be fed by it. For then we will be guarded and protected from the fierce wolves that would come after us. And as St. Paul was departing, he knew that he could not remain there to protect the flock, but he did not lose heart. For as he was about to depart for Jerusalem, he commended the pastors and their flocks to God and to the word of his grace, the word which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. And so, dear flock, precious lambs of Jesus, he loves you dearly, and he shed his blood for you. And you are precious not only to him, but also to St. Paul, and you are precious to me, your pastor. And you have this wonderful promise from Jesus that he gives to his sheep. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. As you listen to his voice, as you follow him, you can be confident that you are secure in Christ, that you have nothing to fear, that there are no wolves who can snatch you away from Christ, that the devil himself cannot rob you of your salvation, that death does not stand in your way of eternal life. And now I also invite us to follow St. Paul in imitating his life in our life together. When St. Paul ends his letter, he ends by citing how he worked for himself and he avoided falling into greed or covetousness, but that he came to serve and to help those in need. And so, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us also avoid covetousness and jealousy. Let us treasure one another as precious lambs of Christ's flock. By working hard, we must help the weak and remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And we know that Jesus meant what he said, because we see how Jesus gave of himself, shedding his precious and holy blood for us, how he gives himself again today in this Holy Supper. And we know that St. Paul meant it too, for he calls us the Church of God, the dear, precious flock of Jesus. He gave himself in service to us, even into suffering, arrest, and death. And he gives himself still through the Holy Scriptures that he wrote. And now may God grant that we remain his precious flock, today and tomorrow and forever. Amen. Now I commend you to God, and I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Amen.